Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the BCL Industries Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priya Singh from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sejal. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to BCL Industries Limited earnings conference call to discuss the Q4 and FY25 results. We have on the call Mr. Kushal Mittal, Joint Managing Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Kushal Mittal to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Priya. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of BCL Industries Limited. The financial results and investor presentation have been made available on the exchange, and I trust you've had the opportunity to review them. FY25 has been a landmark year for BCL Industries Limited, marked by significant progress across our strategic priorities. This year, we are truly humbled to celebrate our 50th year since incorporation, a milestone that reflects our resilience, foresight, and consistent ability to build a robust business foundation that thrives through all cycles. Over the years, BCL has evolved its system and processes, enabling the company to navigate business cycles with resilience. Our risk management framework has strengthened considerably, allowing us to make prudent strategic choices, including phasing out segments that no longer align with our long-term business priorities. Simultaneously, we have reinforced our focus on growth-oriented business that enhances profitability and delivers sustained value to our shareholders. BCL has grown to become one of India's largest grain-based ethanol and ENA manufacturers, currently operating a combined distillery capacity of 700 KLPD across Bathinda and Kharagpur. The work for 150 expansion at Bathinda is progressing well, with all clearances in hand, and we're hoping to commission this plant by December 2025. In addition, the installation of a 60-ton-per-hour paddy straw boiler is in progress, which is aimed to reduce fuel costs further for our company and improve operational efficiency. We're expecting to commission this boiler in November 2025. Our 75 KLPD biodiesel plant in Bathinda is at an advanced stage of development and is expected to be commissioned in July 2025. We have started the final trials for the maize oil extraction unit and are hoping to commission the same along with the biodiesel unit. We are executing a phased exit from the edible oil business, which is progressing as planned. Oil mill, solvent, and rice mill units have been shut down as a part of the planned exit, while the refinery remains operational to liquidate the existing stock. The working capital of 90 crores, which was utilized for the edible oil business, now stands adjusted with the bank. Following the reinstatement of FCI rice for ethanol production at a fixed price of rupees 22.5 per kilogram, the industry has welcomed this policy as a positive development that enhances supply chain efficiency and optimizes surplus stock management. Raw material sourcing has partially shifted to FCI rice, with a lower input cost expected due to the incoming FCI rice and maize harvest in the coming quarters. BCL has been allocated FCI rice for ethanol production and the facility's flexibility to process multiple feedstocks, including maize and rice, position us strongly to benefit from this change. Our IMIL segment delivered a strong performance this year, with approximately 17 lakh cases sold in FY25, supported by healthy demand. We continue to hold a significant market share in this segment and expect this momentum to sustain in the coming quarters. Let me now move on to Q4 25 operational and financial results. BCL reported a total revenue of 747 crores in Q4 FY25, reflecting a 21% increase year-on-year. EBITDA stood at around 52 crores, representing a 77% margin. With the arrival of FCI rice for the ethanol production and robust maize harvest, we expect correction in raw material costs, which will be reflected in margins going forward. Our distillery segment showed robust volume growth, with ethanol volume rising by 18% to 45,921 KL, while ENA volumes reaching 9,313 KL from 8,185 KL from the previous year. EBITDA for this quarter from the distillery segment stood at 48 crores. For FY25, BCL reported a total revenue of 2,910 crores, marking a 32% year-on-year growth. PAT came in at 95.7 crores. Our distillery segment recorded robust volume growth, with ethanol volumes rising by 51%. Looking ahead to FY26, we expect to sustain strong growth in both revenue and margins, supported by our strategic diversification efforts and improvements in raw material sourcing and cost management. As BCL continues to evolve, our focus remains on leveraging our core expertise in grain procurement and processing to drive sustainable margins and long-term shareholder value. Now we open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Varun Thakkar from Ferris Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm audible.
Sir, I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Hi. I had two, three questions. One is, can you take us through a roadmap on how you see this development of the 75 KLPD biodiesel plant? Like, what will be the capex timelines, revenue and EBITDA margin potential at a steady state? And how do you see this contributing towards, you know, the declining segments like oil and vanaspati that you are trying to get out of and shut down? So that will be my first question.
Yeah, thank you. So for the biodiesel business, I think most of the capex has already been incurred. The total project cost is around 140 CR for a 75 KLPD biodiesel plant. As mentioned in my speech, we are expecting to commission this in July 2025. For the revenue figures, working at 100% capacity utilization, a 75 KLPD biodiesel plant should give us around 200 to 225 odd crores in terms of revenue. For the EBITDA margins, I will stay consistent as my statements that I've made in the past. We're not, you know, giving a forecast on that front as of yet. Since it's a new segment for the company, we have been saying let the company start the business and we'll give you more clarity as we move forward. So I, unfortunately, I don't have any forecast on that front for you as of yet. Thank you.
And also, how are we planning to, you know, offset or bridge this revenue impact that we get from the vanaspati and the oil business gradually phasing out?
See, we are increasing our revenue with, you know, 150 KLPD ethanol expansion happening in Bathinda with the biodiesel unit coming. Then the next phase would be the 250 ethanol, KLPD ethanol plant that needs to be set up at Goel Distillery. So, of course, revenue will increase from that front. But we don't just want to increase the revenue for sake of increasing the, you know, the top line. Of course, bottom line is more important. And the edible oil business was a low margin business, which was utilizing a majority of our working capital. And so, you know, we're not just looking at the top line. With the addition of biodiesel unit and more expansion coming in, our overall margins will definitely improve. Our overall debt has come down, and our overall profitability for the company would be a lot better. So I don't see the point of just increasing the revenue for the sake of increasing revenue. The company has to look at businesses that have higher margins with and work to reduce debt.
All right. Just one last thing, a bookkeeping question. What kind of volume and revenues are we expecting from the ethanol segment, and what will be our capex for this coming year and the next year?
We've seen almost 100% capacity utilization from the distillery segment this year. So any further revenue that will be added from the distillery segment will be the 150 KLPD plant that is yet to be commissioned in Bathinda. So just to be conservative, I'd say, you know, around the same numbers are expected from the distillery segment next year as well, when I'm talking about the revenue. And for the capex, you know, as I mentioned, 75 KLPD biodiesel is around 140 crores. Majority of the capex has been done. And the 150 KLPD ethanol plant, total capex is around 110 crores. And I think the company has incurred about 30-odd crores on that front.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Harshit Nagpal from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, starting with the 700 KLPD that we have now, was it running, is the whole 700 KLPD been running at 100% for the year, or we had it coming up during some time in the year and won that? And second, what would be the average price for maize for this quarter and for the year?
The 100 KLPD Kharagpur expansion happened, you know, was started in June of 2024. So there were a couple of months where, you know, that didn't come into full force. There were a couple of months in Bathinda where we were struggling a little with the paddy straw based boiler, which hampered our production. But for the past 2 quarters, we have been working at 100% capacity utilization. So these figures, you know, are pretty much 100% capacity utilization figures, because some shutdown needs to happen for some odd reason throughout the year. So that is that. And the second part of your question was, I'm sorry?
The average price for maize for the quarter and for the year.
See, I think for the last quarter, the average price of maize was probably around, I'd say around 25.5. And I honestly don't have the average for the entire year, but I expect it to be around that number only.
Right. And for the rice that we are getting, that is at 22.5, right?
Correct.
So rough mix, if you could give for the year, on how much ethanol is made from maize and how much is made from rice, like one of the numbers, ballpark.
The majority was from maize, but I don't have the exact figures with me right now.
Okay. The next question. The next question is on the margin. So we are phasing out the Vanaspati business, that is one thing, and that has about 2% EBITDA margins that we see every year. For this, the margins have been at around 10%. Like you said, that we'll be phasing it out. The last quarter you were saying by quarter one FY26. So will we be seeing overall EBITDA margins of 7-9 till we completely phase out the Vanaspati business, or do we see this improving the next financial year? because the revenue contribution right now from distillery is almost 66%. So does this go up or does that gradually come down, or we still cater to the edible oil business till we have clientele coming in? Some shade on the margin that we are overall blended margin for both the businesses going forward.
See, for the distillery business, we are expecting that the margins for the next at least one or two quarters should improve, since, you know, raw material prices are starting to soften thanks to the FCI rice and bumper crop for maize, especially in UP, Punjab, and Bihar. So that will help our distillery margins. See, for the edible oil business, we are trying to take an exit, but it has to be a phased exit since we are sitting on a decent amount of inventory that we need to liquidate. And, you know, if we do a sudden exit, then it'll be tough to do that. So once the edible oil business is shut, of course, the cumulative margins will go up, as, you know, distillery and biodiesel will be the primary contributor towards the revenue. So, of course, the cumulative margins are set to go up with the shutting down of edible oil business.
So any particular timeline that you would like to give for that, or we'll have to see how it plays out?
See, we are trying, by June end. Let's see.
Okay, and so one last question for all, how much cash would we have on the books right now?
Cash on the books would be in the cash flow statement. I think around 20 crores.
Right. And for the debt, we expect it to pay through internal accrual itself over the next 4-5 years.
Yeah, through internal accruals only. As I mentioned, the 90 crores of working capital that we had to adjust with the closing down of our edible oil business, we had the time we had a deadline of 30th June from our bank, but we had done that prior to 31st March only. So the company is actively working to reduce its debt through internal accruals.
Right. Thank you, sir. That would be all for now. Congrats on great results.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, Kushalji. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
I hope you and your dad are in great health, and congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question was in percentage terms, what is the trend which you have been observing on the procurement prices for key raw materials over the last 12 months, and how do you expect these prices to evolve in FY26?
Thank you for that. Thank you for your question. So last year was a complete roller coaster when it came to the raw material prices for our distillery segment. We saw maize prices go from 23 rupees upward to 28.5 also. And now they're starting to decrease again. So my forecast for this year, going by last year, I think it is tough to make a forecast. But with the release of surplus rice for the ethanol industry, I expect that, you know, maize prices for the entire year should average around 25 to 25.5 rupees, because as of yesterday, the government has also increased the MSP for maize to 24 rupees now. Throughout the year, I'd say, you know, an estimate of 25 rupees to 25.5 rupees is probably a fair estimate.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Bansal from SB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, just wanted to ask a few questions over the capacity utilization, right? So basically, you are expected to, you know, reach 1100 KLPD. So what annual revenue you are targeting at the full utilization?
The first stage is 700 to 850, which we're expecting, you know, before the end of this calendar year. So a conservative figure for 850 capacity is around, you know, 2100 to 2200 crores in terms of revenue. Okay. And the next stage would be post that of 250. So that should give us at least another 750 crores in revenue, 700
okay.
to 750.
And okay, okay, fine. And what is this expansion focused on? So it is more on ethanol or the ENA?
No, all the expansions that are taking place now are on ethanol.
Okay. Okay. And I just wanted to check, so how your EBITDA margin is expected to, you know, change as compared to the maize price movement in the market?
See, as mentioned, maize prices are starting to soften. As there is a harvest in many states across India, and also with the release of surplus rice, that has reduced the burden on the maize crop for ethanol producers. So of course, if raw material prices are softening, our margins should improve.
Okay, okay, fine. And I have one more question. Just the government, you know, the targeting to, you know, have a target of 30% blending by the end of year 2030. So how feasible is this goal for your company, and are companies you know, equipped to adapt this level of blending?
See, the 30% blending by 2030, an official, you know, plan or a statement is still awaited. We've only read this through news, just like you. So let's see what, you know, what plan the government has set for 30% blending. But one thing is for certain, the blending that will increase, the primary raw material would be maize. As the government is completely focused on crop diversification, they are focused on increasing the area under maize, and they are focused on maize farmers getting MSP through the ethanol industry. So, if you see, even, you know, you should look at indications. If you see the recent MSP increases, you'll see very little MSP has been increased for crops like paddy and wheat. And there has been a significant increase in MSP for maize. So that is a way for the government to incentivize more crop diversification towards maize, as maize does not utilize as much water as compared to paddy, and is a crop that can be grown throughout the nation at a certain point of time. It is also a crop when your farmer gets MSP for maize, they earn more as opposed to MSP on paddy. So that is in the government's focus. So any blending increase that happens, I think the maize-based ethanol industry will benefit, and that is a great opportunity for us.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anil Kataria, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Anil.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I have two questions. First is regarding the EBITDA margin of the distillery segment for this quarter. And, you know, this EBITDA margin, probably we were expecting that EBITDA margin is going to be higher in this quarter because the base prices have softened in this quarter, and there was 1 rupee sensitivity of 1 rupees decrease in maize prices should result in a better accretion of 2.60 rupees. But with 2 rupees maize prices fall, the EBITDA margin should have gone up by, you know, more than 5 rupees. But that probably has not happened. So could you throw some light on this, that how, that why this, though EBITDA margins have increased, but it is only moderate increase. It is not a very significant increase vis-a-vis the quarter, leading quarter.
You see, for quarter four, there was not that significant decrease in the raw material prices for a majority of the quarter. So, and also it is not like, you know, if the raw material prices have softened, in a week's time it will reflect in our EBITDA, or we have outstanding contracts that we need to adhere to, regardless of the market going down and up, to respect the sensitivity of the business. So, and also for a majority of the quarter, the raw material prices did not soften and they were quite high. So that's why the EBITDA margin are where they are. And there are also other factors, DDGS price is also a big contributor towards the margins. And depending on that, the demand and the price for DDGS, that will affect our margins.
So have the DDG prices are lower in this quarter versus the last quarter?
DDGS prices, I'd say there has been about 1 rupee reduction as opposed to 2 quarters ago.
Okay. So my second question was regarding the dividend outgo. Considering that this being the 50th year of BCL, so we were expecting that there would be a special dividend on the 25 paisa. But this dividend has probably been status quo this year too. Though we understand that company being in a growth journey and a growth trajectory, internal growth blowback is necessary. But considering that this was 50th year, probably another special dividend of 25 paisa should have been there. That is what I see.
See, I think you've answered the question yourself. The company is still in an expansion mode, and that's why the dividend of 26 paisa was announced. And even when the company was growing at a significant speed, when we became from 200 to 700 KLPD company, the company always gave out dividends. Even when the promoters had to forego their right to dividend, they did that to ensure the minority shareholders gets their dividend annually. So it was a policy that was decided keeping in mind long-term sustainability and growth of the company.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope the operator will allow me to ask questions this time. Okay. Just wanted to understand, Kushal, that in this month, the maize prices have fallen more, and I think that's just by about 12 rupees. Around 24.5. So what do you see that, according to your procurement, when will this inventory which you're buying now will come into effect?
Yes, see, maize prices have started to reduce, especially in the month of May. So, of course, that will come into effect, starting, say, mid-May to first May. See, there's some contracts that are outstanding that we have to adhere to, but overall, you are quite right that the current maize prices are around 24 to 24.5, and I think that's a fair figure to look at.
Okay. And what is the total addressable market for bio CNG and bio diesel? And where does BCL Industries intend to position itself within the market over the next 5 years?
See, for the bio CNG, there is a project that is still being evaluated. So I don't wish to give any figures on that. For the biodiesel business, I think the overall requirement by the OMCs for this year was around, 80, 90 crore liters, if I'm correct, and out of which they were unable to, get anywhere close to that. So, of course, there's a big gap in the market that we could definitely cater to in terms of biodiesel.
Okay. Just wanted to understand, a lot of your competitors like Kotiak or, Rajputana Biodiesel, they had a problem of a lot of contracts being cancelled by the OMCs for biodiesel. Did we have any problem as such from any of the OMCs?
See, we haven't commissioned our biodiesel unit yet, so I can't comment on that. But yes, we are aware of the problems being faced by the industry. And keeping that in mind, we have kept the provision in our facility that if biodiesel prices are not viable or there are some issues on the OMC front, then, you know, we can process this maize oil and sell it as an industrial oil, whether that is for the animal feed industry or other uses. And there's a market for that also. So we have kept that provision inside our unit.
Okay. And any, is there any demand from the private players like Reliance for biodiesel?
I haven't contacted them, so I'm not sure.
Okay. And just wanted to know, you already mentioned that, you know, how much production. Okay, the reasons why Swaksha did exceedingly well in terms of margins in this quarter, if you can just throw some light on it.
See, sometimes one unit might do well, sometimes the other. It all just depends on the raw material prices prevailing in that part of the country. So, you know, that is one benefit of a company that we have units on two ends of the country. Sometimes raw material prices in Punjab are better, sometimes they're better in Bengal. Sometimes there is a higher demand for ENA in Punjab, sometimes higher demand for ENA in Bengal. So that trend continues, and, you know, 1 or 2% of EBITDA margin up and down compared by unit to unit, I don't think that is too big of a deal to really look into.
Okay. Okay. And just my last question is that in last quarter con call, you mentioned that once the maize prices comes to 24, it will be comparable to the margins of rice with 22.5. Do you still maintain that, or things have changed a little bit?
Since that statement was made, rice DDGS prices have significantly decreased. The price of rice DDGS now is the same as the price of maize DDGS, which is the first time in the history, I think, that has happened. When prices for maize are at 24 rupees, I would like to change my statement and say that maize is more profitable as opposed to FCI rice.
Even at 25 rupees, it is more profitable than FCI rice?
At 25, they'd probably be around the same.
Around the same. Okay, so at 24, it is more profitable. Great. Yeah. Congratulations again. And hope that, you know, you will keep expanding, and we are okay with not having a dividend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bala Mudli from Oman Investments Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, Kushal. So I missed the opening remarks. So I know that the deadline for this 150 GLPD is December 2025. But what we are expecting from the gold study of 250 GLPD, when we can expect it on stream, and also this West Bengal biodiesel plant received the clearance, so when we can expect it to be on stream?
For 250 GLPD gold distillery, we're planning on starting the work for that once the 150 GLPD plant has been commissioned at Bathinda. As you know, we don't want to overburden our books and ourselves with a multifold expansion. For the biodiesel unit at Swaksha Distillery, I had mentioned earlier also that we have taken the permission for an oil extraction unit and a biodiesel unit. First, we want to commission the biodiesel unit at our Bathinda facility, and then start work. Then see where we need to improve, and then only start work at the 75 KLPD biodiesel unit at Swaksha. Meanwhile, we are setting up a maize oil extraction unit at Swaksha Distillery, and the plan for now is that the maize oil that will be extracted in Swaksha Distillery will be brought to our Bathinda facility for further processing. We are expecting to commission the maize oil extraction unit at Swaksha by October of this year.
Okay. And the raw material front, I think the government increased the MSP. So even if we get the FCI rice availability, so I don't think there is no scope to increase further margins. As this raw material front.
I'm having trouble understanding. Sorry.
Sir, I would request you to please use your handset.
Yes, sir. Okay. Just a minute. So in the raw material front, so even the FCI rice is available for distilleries, but we are expecting think the maize price would decrease significantly, but I think it is not happening as the government increases the MSP also. So I think there is no further scope to improve the margins because of the raw material price. So what is the earlier we used to get 18% kind of margin, but still we are expecting 13-15%, but still I think it would be difficult to achieve those margins in this year.
It is not that, you know, FCI rice will be released and the next day prices of raw materials will go down. Of course, that's a steady process and raw material prices have decreased. So, yeah, there is room for improvement, but I don't want to give any exact figures as of now.
Okay. So, what is the current mix of the raw material last quarter, like Q4? How much FCI rice we used and how much is maize percentage we used?
I don't have the exact figures, but for Q4, I think most of the processing was done on maize.
Okay.
It is mainly from Q1 that we have started to use a little bit of FCI rice as well.
Okay.
About 30% of FCI rice.
30% of FCI rice. So, but as the MSP is increased, so do we think that the ethanol price will also increase accordingly, or this is the maximum price for this year?
I don't think I'm the right person to answer that question. The MSP has increased from the kharif cycle, so there is a bit of time in that. So let's see. But I don't want to make any statements where I don't have a proper answer.
Okay, fine. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shiv Bhagwan, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. My question is there any inventory loss, notional loss on inventory in March 25?
No.
Because since your margin is overall, I'm seeing raw material vis-a-vis sales is around 77 point something percentage. So whatever your inventory purchase cost and prices have been softened, so whether there is any valuation loss?
Yes, there was no such notional loss. I think with the oil unit shutting down, some inventory is being sold at, you know, sometimes at a discounted price to liquidate it as soon as possible. But besides that, nothing particular.
My follow-up question is, see, if I see your year-end figure of, say, 24, here raw material vis-a-vis sales was around 72.26%, and currently it is 77.21%.
Yeah, so, see, raw materials prices have increased mainly in the distillery segment, so maybe that could contribute to that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Agrawal from RC Business House Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the margin per liter with the current maize price, that is 25.5?
See, with the 25.5, about, I'd say about 5 rupees.
5 rupees. And with the FCI rice, how much? Is the same or some different?
FCI rice is slightly lower. Actually, it's tough to comment since, you know, we're blending both FCI rice and maize in our process and DDGS is now combined. It's tough to give an exact figure, but around the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if the maize price comes down to 24, how much effect in the margin? In that case, how much improvement in the margin?
See, then margin should improve by 2 rupees.
2 rupees. Okay. Then
yeah.
7 rupees if maize price come down to 24.
Yeah.
Okay. And second question regarding your real estate land bank that will be free due to your that solvent plant. How much the value of that land bank?
we haven't evaluated on the value. Our focus for now is to do as soon as possible, shut down the unit and commission the biodiesel unit. So honestly, we don't even know. We haven't inquired.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Sir, firstly, if you could give some color on the ENA price trends in the region of Punjab and Bengal, and the duty protection, if any, for these two states for intrastate movement on the basis of import and the export duty imposed on ENA transfer.
Yeah. So the prices for ENA have been around 68-67 rupees in both the states. This is usually a period where demand is not very high for ENA in the months of April, May and June, as it's peak summer. And also with the new excise policy in April coming in, most bottlers don't like to hold any inventory of ENA or liquor on them. So the price trend currently is around 67 rupees. Bengal has an import duty of 5 rupees, whereas Punjab does not have an import duty, but most of our a lot of our Punjab ENA is now being transported into Rajasthan. Since Bathinda is at a location which is at the border of Haryana and Punjab, we were able to get a good allocation of 60 lakh liters of ENA to supply to RSGSM, which is a Rajasthan government undertaking, and we have been working to complete those supplies.
You were mentioning about the new excise policy from April. So, what are the key? Which policy are you referring to for which state?
All states come up with a new excise policy in every financial year.
Okay.
You know, sometimes there are not that many major changes. Sometimes there are major changes. So, keeping that in mind, bottlers usually don't like to hold on to inventory in the new financial year when the new financial year starts. And, you know, once a new financial year starts, usually all licenses are renewed and there's a lot of paperwork. So that tends to slow things down for the months of April and May.
Okay. So any revision we have seen? This 5 rupees import was implemented last August for the state of West Bengal. The import?
Yeah, so that is implemented last year. A new excise policy is a routine matter. Every financial year, state governments come up with a policy. Sometimes it's the same, sometimes there are changes, but that's just a routine matter.
That is very. I was just looking whether any revision is there from the state of West Bengal or Punjab in terms of the excise part. So there's no, the status quo is the same.
Yeah, mostly same. Yeah, no major changes.
So you were mentioning that in case you are not able to, in case the OMC do not honor their commitment or there are some changes or adverse condition, you will be shipped to industrial oil. So if you just elaborate on the same, are the realizations, the demand of the same are equivalent to the ethanol pricing? How comfortable?
No.
Are the markets?
Firstly, I'd like to clarify. The maize oil was proposed to be used for biodiesel and not for ethanol production. We should not compare it to ethanol. We have proposed that maize oil will be used as a raw material for biodiesel. Someone had asked, since, you know, there have been some issues with biodiesel contracts from the OMC front, how would you, you know, utilize this oil? I had mentioned that there is also use for this oil in some industries and some animal supplement industries also. On the margin front, I have been consistent. Since we are, it's a form of vertical integration. We are using the byproduct from one of our processes as a raw material for the other segment. I don't wish to comment on the margins as of yet. we're saying let the production begin and we'll have more clarity on the margins.
No,
But they
sir,
should
my
be
point
good.
was, yeah, sir, my point was industrial oil profitability and the biodiesel profitability, are these comparables in that sense, where you can shift and you can create the same margin profile? Are they in the same vicinity, in the same trajectory?
Yeah, this should be around the same.
Okay. The last point is on the broken rice part, sir. What is the current FCI policy in terms of the release of this rice for the Indian-made IMF, the country liquor part of the story? What the
No, 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 no. FCI does not give us any rice for ENA or liquor business. FCI gives us allots rice to manufacture ethanol, and that is not broken rice. That is, you know, PDS rice, which is proper head rice. So no FCI rice. Let me clarify, no FCI rice is given for any ENA or liquor business.
Okay, sir. But do we have any understanding on, sir, how the policy has been earlier? I think so. There was some abrupt stoppage of the sale from the FCI for a
No, there was never any policy for FCI rice for the ENA or liquor business. FCI rice was allotted for ethanol business earlier also. There was a halt in the policy, and it has now been restarted, but it's not for ENA or liquor.
Okay, and the price for per kg of rice, or what have been the price trends?
See, the price is at 22.50 rupees per kg, and that is at the nearest depot plus freight to bring the same to our factory.
Correct, sir. Thank you for all answering all the questions, sir, and all the others, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So I saw yesterday in your regulatory filing that you have appointed a CEO, Mr. Varun Gupta, but no profile has been shared about him. I would like to know what would be the division of roles and responsibilities between you and Varun Gupta, sir?
Yeah, so profile will be shared on our website very soon. Varun ji has joined us with a vast experience, and he will be, you know, assisting the company in all matters, whether that is administration, HR, finance, accounts, and overall, you know, helping the company become more efficient, be compliant, and overall, he'll be responsible for the distillery business, the biodiesel business, and all the administrative work.
Okay. So are you planning to take a step back from day-to-day operations of the company?
No, no, of course not. I will be involved too. The company is growing as we know it, and you know, to help open more avenues, of course, more professional help is always needed, and hence the appointment.
Okay. Okay. That is reassuring. Okay, my next question is related to the edible oil division. So I saw that division has assets around 600 crores and liabilities of around 200 crores. So can we get an idea of, once this division is wrapped up and you are able to monetize some assets, what kind of cash flow infusion can we expect?
See, firstly, we are planning on, you know, liquidating our stock. It's taking a little more time than usual, as we don't want to, you know, create a panic in the market where payment gets stuck also. We're doing on that, and post that, we'll start to focus on monetizing our assets in terms of plant and machinery and land. I honestly don't have any exact figures for you as of now.
Okay, but you had the approval only till end of this quarter, right, to run the edible oil plant, or has that been extended?
We've applied for an extension.
Okay, and this extension is for how long?
We've applied for a quarter.
Okay. Okay, sir. My next question is related to the news that we heard that the government is considering the request from USA for allowing import of maize and or ethanol. So do you have any news about what the Indian government may be deciding on this topic?
See, I do not have any news for you, but one thing is for sure, we believe that the government of India will not budge on this request to allow the import of ethanol or even maize. Because see, as I've mentioned multiple times, this policy of biofuels in the country, it, of course you'll hear the benefits that it's a green fuel, it decreases the import bill for the country. All those are major reasons to promote this industry. But the biggest reason we have to understand is to ensure that the farmer's income goes up and that there is crop diversification that happens in the country, especially in areas of northwestern states where there's a major issue of groundwater depleting. Maize is the best crop. It is the best alternative for a crop like paddy. Paddy is not a crop that should be grown in these states anymore. And the government has realized this, and they're actively working to increase the area of cultivation that is under maize. And the area of cultivation will only increase when the farmer's income goes up for a crop. See, we're seeing the maize crop increase manifold in states like Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, UP, where this crop had taken a backseat. And this will only happen if the farmers get MSP or close to MSP. So keeping the farmers' income in mind and ensuring that the Indian agriculture produce gets picked up at a good price, the ethanol industry is a must. See, you have to understand, in the Indian agriculture sector, we say MSP as minimum support price, whereas the Indian MSP for majority of the crops is much higher than the global standard. So to ensure that the farmer gets the right price, you have to create a domestic demand for their produce. And that is why the ethanol industry and the farmer, it's complete ecosystem. And if you allow the import, then that whole ecosystem collapses, not just the industry.
So does that answer your question?
Which has been... Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I noticed a good initiative on the company's website where stakeholders are kept updated on the progress of the biodiesel plant through a regular photo updates. However, there have been no updates since February 2025. So could you please let us know if there will be more pictures uploaded on this site?
Firstly, I'd like to thank you for noticing the small details that we are uploading on our website to keep our investors updated on the company progress. Very much appreciated. Appreciate the fact that someone is looking at them. You rightly mentioned there has been a gap in the updation of the photos. And in a couple of days, you'll see the updates on the website. We apologize.
Perfect, perfect. So next question is on the interest cost. So I note that your interest costs have declined both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter. Do you expect this downtrend to continue? And what is the current consolidated debt level, and how much do you plan to repay or reduce in FY26?
See, there are a couple of reasons for the interest cost going down this quarter. Number one being, as I mentioned, 90 crores of working capital limit that, was there for edible oil business. We have already surrendered. And secondly, by the end of this quarter, we were holding on to very little inventory of both raw material and finished good. We were not holding on to much raw material inventory, as you know, a maize crop had not come in. But with the arrival of maize crop in states like Bihar and UP and Punjab, now we will be stocking up on raw materials, so we'll be again utilizing our limit further. In terms of you know, working capital, the company has a sanctioned limit of 135 crores of working capital for BCL and 55 crores for Svachha. The company has a term loan of 120 crores for the expansion that took place in Bathinda, and has so the 120 crore term loan has an outstanding of 107 now, and it's under interest subvention. The company has had taken a 51 crore loan for Svachha. Current outstanding is 39 crores. The company had taken a 65 crore again term loan for Svachha expansion, which is under interest subvention, which has an outstanding of 65 crores. Besides this, the company had taken a 50 crore loan for biodiesel, which has an outstanding of 50 crores. And there are a couple of lease rent discounting, but besides that, the company is working on reducing debt in the long term.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the detailed reply. One more question. So the distillery volumes in Q4 were lower than the Q3. So why did this happen? Because I was on the investor con calls of your peers, and they said that the OMCs already had their order books full with the sugar company supplying ethanol to them, so, and they couldn't accept more from grain-based ethanol companies. So is that correct?
No, there was a slight slowdown in the ethanol procurement for the quarter. Yeah, that was there, but wasn't that significant? Also, you know, whatever the slowdown we can cater to with the ENA market, I think there's not that big of a difference in our volume levels if I look at them closely. Sometimes there is a 15-day shutdown that takes place, so maybe that probably is the reason, but nothing of major concern.
So Q1 will be better than Q4, because your if I look at the financials of all the previous June quarters, it shows that June is better than the March quarters. So is that what you're looking at? Like, it's been almost 2 months, so how has the quarter been so far?
A quarter has been good, but you know, it's not over yet, so I don't want to comment too much. But yes, quarter has been going well.
So input cost has reduced significantly.
I wouldn't say significantly, but yes, raw material prices have softened.
Okay, one last question. So this maize oil extraction plant you're building, so how will it help in the business? Like, what kind of revenues or like how will it help in producing biodiesel and reducing cost, input cost? So just wanted to know that.
Yes, so of course it's a perfectly good raw material for the biodiesel sector, and you know, this maize oil that we are extracting, it should not hamper our ethanol or ENA yields. It's only a value addition. So it's in the form of you know, backward and forward vertical integration for the company, and overall it should help us you know, get better margins and become more efficient going forward. And the utilities are mostly common with our distillery unit, so the utility cost will be very less.
Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Harshit Nagpal from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple of more questions. One on how much of the power or steam that we used this year, how much of it or the quarter was it from paddy straw and how much of it was from husk? One, that, and second, the ENA plant that we have to shut down eventually. Are we planning to do it or do we still see strong demand and we'll do it later, the one that is old and has to be shut down eventually in a year or so?
Yeah. Firstly, for the fuels, for the Bathinda unit, about 60% of our fuel demand currently is being met by paddy straw and about 40% from rice husk. By October or November of this year, we are hoping that we'll be 100% reliant on paddy straw with the commissioning of our new boiler. And the second part of your question regarding the upgradation that needed to happen in our ENA plant, we do not have a date yet. The plant is still running at 100% capacity utilization, so we're trying to delay that as much as possible. And a lot of the machinery that had come for the upgradation of that plant, we have decided to use for 150 KLPD ethanol expansion.
Okay, one small question follow-up on it. After we reach 100% paddy straw, how much margin improvement do we see at the EBITDA level for the overall distillery business?
See, it's tough to say because right now the rice husk prices are at an all-time low. So as of today, maybe the benefit is not more than one to two rupees per liter of using paddy straw against husk. But the benefit will be there when and if rice husk prices again increase, which they're bound to go up because it is cyclical just like everything else. But paddy straw, since we buy for the entire year, will have a fixed, fuel price for us. So that will benefit them.
Right. And in Bengal, we use rice husk only, right? We don't use paddy straw at all. We don't have paddy straw there, or do we? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Congrats. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kushal Mittal for closing comments.
I thank all of you for your active participation in the call. I hope I was able to answer your questions to your satisfaction. If there are any further questions, you're always welcome to write to Go India Advisors, our investor relations team, and I hope they will be answered to your satisfaction. Thank you again.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.